This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. Central Coast residents begin voting by mail this week for California's primary election. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains how the relatively new top two system works and how it could affect those running for Congress.
California's top two primary system was passed by voters in 2010, changing the way elections are organized for all statewide officials and those running for the U.S. House and the Senate. Political science expert Michael Lattner says the idea was to create more competition.
By allowing the top two candidates from either party to move ahead to the November election so that November essentially becomes a runoff between the top two candidates regardless of what party they're in.
He says, theoretically, more moderate candidates should move forward because more people are voting, not just those registered to a particular party. But
there really isn't much evidence that more moderate candidates are doing better under this system. In fact, what seems to be the case is that it helps incumbents.
However, there is no incumbent candidate in the 24th Congressional District race this year. Instead, there are nine candidates looking to be part of the top two. Lattner says the open primary can help enhance competition, with many of the 24th district candidates working to appeal to voters beyond their party base. KCBX reached out to the candidates to find out how they feel about the system, and the five who responded all indicated they are generally okay with or even in favor of it. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.